Hello, welcome to this new podcast from Pearson. I'm quite happy to be here with you today. And I'm also happy to have Nancy Reeves with us. Hi, Nancy, how are you doing today?
Hi, Jorge, how are you? I'm doing fine. Thank you so much for the time.
No, thank you for the time as well. Actually, Nancy, I'm quite happy to have Nancy here because she's one of our most experienced coaches in Pearson. Just so you guys know, Nancy has a bachelor's degree in letters and philosophy from Landivar University and a master's degree in Spanish from Penn State University, among many other studies. She has more than 20 years of experience, and I'm quite sure that she's going to help us today with the topic because it's a very interesting topic and a very important topic for this new school year. We're going to talk a little bit about differentiated instruction in the classroom. And Nancy, I guess my first question would be, what is differentiation?
Well, thank you so much again for the time and the space that you guys are giving me today. I think differentiation is a very interesting topic, and we sometimes have a misconception of what it is and if we have to do it all the time. Differentiation instruction is going to be when us teachers we'll be providing the students with the same objectives, the same material, but we're going to use different instructional strategies in our classroom. We're going to make sure that those strategies are going to satisfy our students' needs and also allow us to see their growth within our school year and also our academic programs.
Nice. I really like that definition. And Nancy, sometimes we tend to... I don't know, we lack to see the benefits of differentiation. Could you share with us some of the benefits of it?
Well, actually, differentiation is quite beneficial right now, especially considering the way that we're working with our students. We have to understand that our students are in a different learning environment now, regardless if we have them face-to-face or online. We will always need to provide them with this particular strategy in order to level them up. We know that our cohorts are very different, so we're going to identify some of our students having gaps in math or in English or whichever content area that you're working with. So differentiation allows us to provide explicit instruction to our students to really target that particular skill that they're lacking and that particular content that they're missing. So it opens a lot of doors and really allows us to personalize in a way our instruction to our students to really help them out.
Great stuff, Nancy. And another question I have for you, let's say that I'm a brand new teacher. I mean, I don't have too many years of experience in the classroom. How can I start differentiating my classes?
Well, that's a great question. Thank you. Being your first day, being your first year to school, I always recommend to give the students a diagnostic test. Why? Because with the diagnostic test, we're going to see if there are any academic gaps. We're going to be able to identify that particular area of content that might tell us if a student is on level or is still developing the skills. So a diagnostic tool will be very beneficial for you as being a first year teacher on your first day of school with your students, because it's really going to give you the academic profile of your student. Now, as the day goes by, you're going to start identifying, for instance, if your student can do standardized testing or they work better with project-based learning. You're also going to see how the environment affects the results. And also to understand the type of tasks that you're asking them. Maybe some tasks, whenever we're the first year, we create amazing plans or we get super excited, but it might be that our strategy, our activity for a particular group is not necessarily going to be working for another group. So we're going to start learning and we're going to start understanding the rhythm of our students, since of course they're not still knowledgeable about their learning styles. We're going to be there to start understanding which ones are the best instructional strategies for them, understanding their different learning styles.
Great. And talking a little bit about strategies, what other strategies can we apply in the classroom?
Well, there are four particular areas that we really consider whenever we're doing differentiation. We're going to be working with content, we're going to be working with process, we're going to be working with products, and we're going to be working with environments. So for instance, if we have a student who's have some gaps and we need to we understand that we need to modify the content of our classroom, maybe we are going to change the way that we are delivering it. Maybe we want the students to create a PowerPoint. Maybe we want them to give us some sort of different activities in order to teach and to really learn those contents. For instance, they can read a passage and ask questions immediately. You can target specific content that they're lacking and really master it maybe throughout a unit, throughout a week, and create like a SMART goal plan for them. Second, we can work on the process. Maybe we can provide them with different types of texts. For instance, if your students are very visual, we can give them a lot of images. If the students are very auditive, we can allow them to listen to the text. A lot of our texts have audio, so that's a really good idea. Or if we have a student that is kinesthetic, we can allow them to create interactive assignments, which will allow them to connect their visual and their kinesthetic skills. Another area that we can focus will be the products. Like I mentioned before, the further along you go with your students, you're going to see they're very easy to follow instructions in a traditional setting of an assignment. But we can also start playing with project-based learning or creating them a more proactive strategy in which they really put into context what they're learning and they're showing their skill in a more vivid manner or a more meaningful way than just a traditional test. And finally, we can actually work with the environment. We can make sure that our students who have, for instance, a highly developed visual learning skill or strategy, we provide them with quiet places because any noise for a visual learner is a huge distraction. We can also create small groups, allow them to work with their peers because they can learn very a lot from their classmates. And also, if the student wants to work individually, allow them to have those so we can modify the learning space, especially whenever we're talking about reading. Reading is a very personal process for some students. So allow them to do it by themselves, creating them those spaces will help them improve. And also, if they want to collaborate, allow those collaboration spaces.
Nancy, very good stuff. Great stuff, actually. I learned a lot today with you. I guess, do you have any last words before we close this podcast?
Yes, thank you. I think differentiation is an amazing tool that we have as teachers if we understand how it works. Understand that it is to satisfy our students' needs. It's not something that you have to do every single day of your classes. You don't have to be working with it the whole time. You just need to make that small tweak when you have identified. Assessments are going to be your friends, actually. Data is going to be part of your process. And it should be something that you really rely on and check on because that's going to give you objective feedback of what your students know and their skills. So assessments are good. They're your friends. We need to work with them. Also, do not find yourself in the need of differentiating everything. Not everything that you assume that the students don't know, they don't know. Actually, a lot of your students do know, but the way that they delivered the activity has to change a little bit. So we always have to assume that our students know and are capable of doing the activities or reach the objectives. We just need to make those tweaks to facilitate the process for them. So we need to make sure that we do that. And also make sure that you create a healthy learning environment, work with them, and this will help you provide a better and a safe environment for them and really love, you know, especially for instance, if you're teaching English, they're really going to love English. And we as English teachers, we need to be super dynamic. And this is something that can help us out.
I know that it's going to help us out. Thank you very much, Nancy, for this great information. Thank you guys for listening to us. I hope you enjoyed the podcast just as much as I did. And we'll see you soon. Take care, Nancy. Thank you.
Thank you. And keep on following us on our Back to School page. Bye.
Bye-bye.